望就是基督要再临。
And we thank the Lord that our glorious hope is that Christ will return.
我们身体可以被改变，成为主的荣形。
And that our bodies will be changed into the glorious form of our Lord.
我们见他，我们就要像他。
And when we see him, we will be like him.
感谢主，像上礼拜弟兄交通的，我们乃是被呼召进入他的荣耀。
And we thank the Lord, just as our brother had shared last week, that we have been called to enter into his glory.
所以我们最大的盼望就是主来。让我们带我们进他的荣耀。
So our greatest hope is that when the Lord returns, He will bring us into glory.
我们心里面最想望的就是要见我们的救主。
And in our hearts, what we desire the most is to meet and see our Lord.
所以若主来了以后，我们就不需要讲道，也不需要听道。
So after the Lord returns, we don't have to preach, we don't have to listen to messages.
我们就可以在主的面前永远敬拜赞美他。
And forever, we will be before our Lord to give Him worship and praise.
可是主还没有来哈。
However, the Lord has not yet returned.
我们还是要在这边等候预备。
And so we are still waiting and preparing.
所以怎么样等候预备呢？
So how do we wait and prepare?
第二个唱好的，最好的就是主来，对不对？
Of course, the best is that the Lord returns, but the next best.
第二个好的呢，就是要来参加波饼聚会。
The second best is to come and partake of communion or the table meeting.
因为在聚会的里面，我们可以与主来面对你。
Because in that meeting, we are face to face with our Lord.
我们可以与主交通，我们可以来进入主的同在的里面。
We have fellowship with the Lord, and we enter into His presence.
所以在座的，如果早晨你错过了周饼聚会的话，请下个礼拜请早。
And so this morning, if you have missed communion or table meeting, we hope that next week you will come earlier.
哦，这实在是一个主的聚会。
Because it is the Lord's meeting.
其实啊，今天主在我里面放下负担呢，在波饼聚会呢，大家都交通也祷告了。
And actually, the burden that I have in my heart to share with everyone had prayed about it in during table meeting already.
主实在非常的奇妙。
The Lord is really amazing.
他把一个感动，一个负担都放在我们的里面。
He places the same burden, the same feeling inside of all of us.
我们同有一位主，我们同感一位圣灵。
We have one Lord and one Spirit.
所以我们真是要来波饼聚会。
And so we truly need to come to table meeting.
不是说在家里亲近主就好，在家里亲近主很好。
Of course, it is good to draw near to the Lord at home. It's good.
但是呢，要与弟兄姐妹一起在主的面前来敬拜赞美他。
But we need to come together to give all praises and worship with our brothers and sisters.
然后，其实最不好的就是来听道。
And the last or the least best is to come and listen to preaching.
那感谢主啊，他还有机会让我们来听主的话。
And of course, we thank the Lord. He still gives us opportunity to hear His word.
好，请我们打开圣经，我们读一点主的话。
Shall we open up our Bibles and read some of His words?
约翰福音十七章第三节。
Let's first turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 17, verse 3.
约翰福音十七章第三节。
John 17:3.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
约翰福音十二章二十五节。
John chapter 12, verse 25.
爱惜自己生命的，就失上生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。
He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal.
我们还要翻到哥林多后书第四章第十七节十八节。
And next we'll turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18.
我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
最后我们要读哥罗西书一章二十七节。
And lastly, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27.
哥罗西书一章二十七节。
Colossians 1:27.
我们请用中文先来读一次，然后我们用英文来读一次。
We'll read first in Chinese and in English.
好，大家一起来读哈。
Together.
来，神愿意叫他们知道， 这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Together in English, verse 27. To whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
好，最后那一段我们一起来念哈。
This last section, shall we read it together?
用我们自己熟悉的语言来念哈。
In whatever language you prefer.
就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。我们感谢主，基督在我们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
We thank the Lord because Christ in us has become the hope of glory.
我们在座的每一位，我们可以在基督里面有荣耀的盼望。
For every single one of us sitting here, all of us, we can have Christ as the hope of glory.
几年以前，我到 Dumbo 去那边聚会。
A few years ago, I went to gather and meet with the saints in Dumbo.
那在聚会完暗宴的时候呢，跟学生坐在一起。
And so after the meeting, I sat with some of the saints, the students during lunchtime, during love feast.
有些学生就问我说，你是哪一年到美国来的？
And some students asked, what year did you come to the U.S.?
我说我1982年。
I said, 1982.
哦，我都还没生呢。
And he responded, oh, I wasn't even born yet.
1982年也刚好是我们聚会在休斯顿这边开始，在小斯顿这边开始聚会的时候。
1982 was also the same year that we began to meet together and have fellowship here.
弟兄姐妹们，受主的感动，能够在这边一起擘饼，有这一个聚会。
And through the leading and burden of the Lord, we had communion together and met together.
三十年不是一个短的时间。
30 years is not a short amount of time.
但是三十年也很快就过去了。
But at the same time, 30 years flies by.
我们要问哈，就我们个人来说呢？如果我们有三十年在主的面前的话
，And so we want to ask ourselves individually, if we all have 30 years,
我们是不是更像主
？Are we more like our Lord a little bit more？
我们是不是有主的生命、主的性情在我们的里面多一点呢
？Do we have more of His nature and His character in us？
那就整个聚会来说，三十年过去呢，我们要问说，主啊。我们是不是有长大成人，蛮有基督长成的身量
？And so corporately, we also want to ask, do we have we grown to full maturity? Do we have more of Christ in us?
我们是不是显在这个弯曲悖谬的时代里面，如同明光照耀在 Houston 这个地方，像明一盏明灯呢
？Have we become His testimony in Houston and shine as lights in this crooked and perverse generation?
我们知道。这时间很快会过去。
We know that time passes by very fast.
但是我们感谢主，神他是永远的神。
But we thank our God, He is an eternal God.
我们的生命如果什么时候呢，跟神连在一起呢，我们就在永恒的里面有份。
Any time that our lives are connected to God, then we will have a portion in Him.
我们就在永恒的里面可以来被主纪念。
And then God will remember us in eternity.
我们在永恒的里面就有价值。
In eternity, we will have eternal value.
所以愿早晨我们一起来思想，我们怎么样可以来得着这个永恒的眼光。
So let's meditate together this morning how we can have eternal perspective.
因为像我们弟兄讲的，很多时候我们在地上，行事为人，我们怎么做什么事，说什么话，是跟我们的那个眼光有关系。
Just like our brother had shared, how we act, how we behave, what we do on earth has to do with our perspective.
我们看什么好，我们就去买什么东西。
Whatever we deem is good, that we buy.
我们觉得哎，怎样这个道路很好，哪个地方我很想去，我们就往那地方去。
If there is a place that we want to go, we think it's good, we go there.
就像哈，我们像一艘船在海上航行一样。
Just like a ship sailing in the ocean.
你会到哪里呢？取决于说你的方向定在哪里，然后呢，你的走的路是怎么哪一条路
？Where you go depends on the direction that you set and the course that you choose.
我们不要十年、20年、30年过去以后呢，我发现糟糕，走错地方了。
You don't want to wait 10, 20, 30 years and then realize, oh no, I've gone the wrong way.
我们愿意定睛向着主，我们在这地上，我们可以往主那边去。
We are willing to set our course to be our Lord Jesus and go where He is.
所以我们在地上怎么样过一个生活有永恒的价值呢
？So how can we live a life that has eternal value today?
我们第一个要来认识什么是永远或者是永恒。
So first we need to come to know what is eternity
然后我们要知道怎么样来得着这个永恒。
And then we need to know how can we gain or obtain eternal this eternity.
然后我们要来思想我们怎么样来过一个生活，跟有这个永恒的眼光来过我们每一天的生活。
And then lastly, let's think about how we can live a life that has this eternal perspective.
我们感谢主，在座有些高中生。
And I thank the Lord that we have some high schoolers among us.
所以这就是今天交通的三个重点。
So these are our three main important points today.
什么是永恒？
What is eternity?
怎么得到永恒？
How to obtain eternity?
怎么样过一个与永恒有关的一个生活？
How to live a life with eternal perspective.
什么是永恒呢？
So, what is eternity?
在圣经的里面很常出现一个字叫做永生神。
In the Bible, there is a term or phrase that appears a lot, which is the eternal God or everlasting God.
永生的耶和华。
Or the everlasting God.
神说，我指着我的永生启示，遍地要被我的荣耀充满。
And in the Bible it says, truly, as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
只有神是永远。
Only God is eternal.
讲到永远，讲到这个永恒，就是神的属性。
Whenever we speak of eternity or that which is eternal, we speak of the nature of God.
神说，我指着我的永生启示，这个中文有时候我们不太好明白。
And so sometimes when we talk about how God reveals his eternity, it's difficult for us to understand.
但是如果英文就很清楚，就是说我只要我活着，遍地就要被我的荣耀所充满。
But in English, it's very clear. God says, truly, as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
神什么时候活着呢？
When does God live?
他从永远到永远都活着。
He lives from eternity to eternity.
所以神定义的他必要完成。
And so whatever he has set, he will accomplish.
他全地都要被他的荣耀充满。
All the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord.
但是神从哪里开始呢？
But where did he begin?
他从造人开始，对不对？
He began from when he created man.
像早晨播给我们一起唱的诗歌，我们是为着他的荣耀所创造。
And just like the hymn that we sang this morning during communion, we have been created for his glory.
我们是为着他造的。
We have been created for him.
我们为着要赞美他来造的，为着要来爱他来造的。为了要让他的旨意成就在我们的身上，我们受造。
We have been created to love him, to serve him. We have been created for his purpose.
但是我们的经历里面呢，是不是 是这样子呢？
But is that so in our experience?
不是，对不对？
It's often not, isn't that right?
因为在活在我们自己的里面呢，我们就知道人生是短暂的。
We know that if we live within ourselves, our life is so short.
我们知道，神造人的时候呢，其实人是可以活很久的。
We know that originally when God created man, man was supposed to live a very long time.
但是很可惜，人离开神。
But sadly, man left God.
人没有吃那个神愿意人吃的那个生命树。
Man did not eat the fruit of the tree of life which God wanted man to eat from.
那生命树就是神的灵。
Because that tree of life is God's spirit.
是他的自己。
It is himself.
他愿意我们得到他的生命。
He wants us to have his life.
可是人却拒绝。
But however, man rejected God.
我们却选择偏行己路。
And so man chose their own way.
所以神说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。
And so the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever.
这样子人就不能活到永远。
And so man cannot live forever.
可是古时候人还是活很久，对不对？
However, we know in ancient times, man still lived a very long time.
从亚当到挪亚，差不多都是900多。
From Adam to Noah, they lived approximately 900 some years.
挪亚的儿子是闪，他活了多少岁呢？
And so Noah's son, Shem, how many years did he live?
有没有人知道闪活了多少岁？
How many years did Shem live?
哎，对。
600.
Right. Okay, 闪活了600岁。
Shem lived 600 years.
洪水以后就没有人活过900岁了。
And then after the flood, nobody lived to 900.
很快的哈。从闪活可以还可以活600岁，一直到他拉。他拉是谁呢？他拉就是亚伯拉罕的爸爸。
Shem was able to live to 600. However, up to the point of Terah, who is Abraham's father.
他拉活了多少岁？
How long did Terah live?
没有人知道。
No one knows.
他拉活了205岁。
Terah lived 205 years.
很快很快，人就 寿命就缩短了。
So quickly, man's life shortened.
亚伯拉罕活了几岁？
How long did Abraham live? Close.
175. 188岁啊，188岁是以撒活了180岁。
Isaac lived 180.
然后马上就到雅各，然后到约瑟，约瑟活了几岁？
And then we have Jacob, and then Joseph. How many years did Joseph live?
约瑟活了几岁？
How many years did Joseph live? Almost.
对，110岁。
110.
所以创世纪最后一章最后一节说什么呢？
So the very last verse in the last chapter of Genesis, what does it say?
创世纪最后一章最后一节。
The very last verse in Genesis.
约瑟死了，正110岁，人用香料把他熏了，把他收敛在棺材里，停在埃及。
It says, so Joseph died at the age of 110 years, and he was embalmed and placed in a coffin in Egypt.
创世纪是讲到神的创造。
In Genesis, it speaks of God's creation.
但是人失败以后呢，终结最后结束在哪一节呢？
However, after the failure and fall of man, what did it conclude at?
约瑟死了。
That Joseph died.
所有的旧造都要死。
All of the old creation will die.
罪的工匠呢？
The wages of sin is death.
人人都有意思。
Every man will die.
但是这是不是神的心愿呢？
However, is that God's desire?
是不是神的心愿就是约瑟的那个棺材停在埃及？
Is God's desire simply that, that Joseph's coffin is going to stay in Egypt?
不是。
No.
人虽然失败，神没有失败。
Even though man have failed, God will not fail.
神的心意是要带领以色列人。 对不对?
God's desire is to bring his people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
感谢主啊, 创世纪读到最后一页, 约瑟死了。
After we read all the chapters of Genesis, we read to the very end and we see that Joseph died.
我的110岁还是死了。
He died at 110.
那你翻过一个量。
And then once you flip another page, then what happens?
出埃及记的第一个字就是出。
And so the very first word of the book of Exodus is now, they're going out.
就是要出来。
They are to go out.
从哪里出来呢?
Where are they going out from?
从死里面出来。
They're going out from death.
人的生命就完全转变了。
Now man's life is to completely change.
本来是一个向着死的生命。
At first it was a life that was going towards death.
现在是可以出来的生命。
But now it's a life that you can depart from.
可以从死的里面出来，可以向着神的生命。
You can depart and go out from death towards God's life.
我们可以重新得回。 在神里面给我们预备永远的生命。
You can regain that eternal life that God wants to give you.
人的生命是短暂的。
Man's life is short.
人的生命也是非常, 这时间也是过得非常的快的。
And also man's life passes by very quickly.
我秉句会有讲到啊, 要大家祷告。 我们的生命呢, 就像草上, 就是很短暂, 像草上的花, 像这个草一样, 像草上的花一样, 草必枯干, 花必凋谢, 对不对?
And during communion, we had prayed already that our life is so short. It passes away so quickly, like a vapor, like grass or a flower.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
他给我们的生命是可以从这个短暂、这样快的当中，生命可以出来的一个生命。
This is the life that God wants to give us, is one that can come out of one that is so short.
人的生命不只是短暂，不仅过得非常快，而且还是虚空的。
Not only is man's life very short and very quick, but it is also one that is full of vanity. Solomon enjoyed all the pleasures of the world. And then his conclusion was that all is vanity. If you are to seek all the things of this world at the end, it's all vanity. All is striving after the wind.
雅各怎么说他的一生呢?
What did Jacob say of his life?
他去见法老的时候，他说：“我一生呢，我一生的年日又少又苦，不及我列祖在世寄居的日子。”
And so when Jacob spoke to Pharaoh, he said that my years have been few and unpleasant, have been the years of my life, and it has not met up to the years of those who have gone before me.
像早晨我们布饼聚会听到的、读到的
，just like what we heard during communion, and as well as what we have read.
人生所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成空。
life is only a boasting of labor and sorrow, and it is only toil and sorrow.
人生一生的年日是70岁，若强壮可以到80岁。
Our life is, if we are strong, if we, our life is about 70 years, and if we are strong, 80 years.
但是其中所能够夸口的不过就是劳苦周转。
However, everything that we can only boast of is labor and sorrow.
有人说人生有两个悲哀。
And some have said that there are two sorrows in this life.
第一个悲哀呢，是你想得到的人得不到。
The first sorrow is that what you want to get, you cannot get.
你想吃一个很好吃的，就被别人吃掉。
What you really want to eat, somebody else has already eaten it.
在暗宴的时候，那一盘呢，你想拿的被人家拿走。
That one plate of food during love feast that you want, somebody else has taken it.
那也说 OK， 那我这吃的没有关系啊，我想买的东西呢，就没买。
Okay, so if you don't really care that much about what you eat, then perhaps the thing that you want to buy, you cannot purchase.
那或者说你想去一个地方呢，哎呀，很想很想去，你就说哈，我这一生呢，我只要说去过瑞士，我就心满意足了。
Or let's say that there's a place that you really, really want to go to, that in your heart you say, oh, okay, if I can only go to Switzerland, then I'm going to be satisfied.
但是却从来没有机会去。
However, I just don't have the opportunity to go.
或者呢，我们会想说，哎呀，我只要毕业找到一个工作，我就心满意足了。
Or you can say, I'll be satisfied if I could just graduate and find a job.
那也许呢，再大一点的人会年纪长一点会说哈，如果赚多一点钱呢，哎，我就心满意足。
Or perhaps those who may be a little bit older and say, if I could just earn a little bit more money, I'm going to be satisfied.
或者是说呢，我若有一个对象，我就心满意足。
Or if I have a spouse, then I'm going to be satisfied.
或者说我有个儿子或有个女儿，我就心满意足。
Or if I have a son or a daughter, then I'll be content.
是不是这样呢？我们常常得不到的时候，我们就觉得说，啊，我必须要这个。
Isn't that so? The thing that you cannot get, that is what you want.
我必须，生活里面不能没有这个。
I cannot live without this.
但是等到我们得着以后呢？
But once you have it,
就是第二个悲哀。
Then it's the second sorrow.
就是所有想得着的都得到了。
That everything that you want, you have.
我暑假的时候读到这个事情，我觉得哎，就是蛮有意思的。
During the summer, I read something and I found it very interesting.
就是奥林匹克的时候呢，有一位澳洲的那个游泳的选手，他没有得到金牌，大家都觉得他会得到金牌。
During the Olympics, during this past summer, there was an Australian swimmer. Everyone thought that he would win the gold, but he did not.
后来他说，他为什么没得到金牌？
And at the end, what did he say when he did not get the gold?
他说，我玩 Facebook 玩太多了。
He said, I was on Facebook too much.
那中文哈，这个社交的网站叫 Facebook， 翻得很好哈。
Now the Chinese translation of Facebook is very good.
就是非试不可。
Facebook is you gotta try.
你一定要试的，别人都在试了，你怎么没试呢？
You have to try it. Everybody else is trying. Why aren't you?
但是呢，很多人却被这个所捆绑。
But so many people are in bondage over this.
所以呢，这 Facebook 有另外一个翻译。
And there's another translation for the word Facebook.
非死不可。
You have no choice but to die.
你试多了被捆绑以后呢，就知道最后的结局就是死。
After you try it much and you're in bondage, at the end you have no choice but you're going to die.
所以你想得到的都得到了，又怎么样呢？
Because after you have gained everything that you want, what's the end result?
我前一阵子还读到一个新闻，也是觉得很难过哈。
I read another piece of news and I found this also very sorrowful.
就去年在中国河南的地方呢，有一个17岁的男孩呢，有一天他爸爸妈妈发现说他不太对。
One day in Hunan, China, last year, there was a boy, and his parents found that there's something wrong with him.
他17岁，然后他身体好像觉得不太对哈。
He's 17 years old, and they found that there's something wrong with him.
后来才发现原来他怎么样呢？问了结果，发现他是卖了一个肾脏，然后用这个钱去买了iPhone 跟 iPad.
They found out after asking him that he had sold his kidney so that he could go buy an iPhone and an iPad.
当然这牵涉到在中国有很多这种贩卖器官的集团在做这件事。
And of course we know that in China there's a black market so that you can sell your organs.
实在是何等可悲的一个事情。
This is such a tragedy.
是何等可怜的事情。
It's such a pathetic thing.
为了一个他觉得必须要有拥有的东西，他可以把它弃光。
For something that he thought that he had to have, he sold his organ.
我不晓得在座有没有人觉得说你必须要有 iPhone， 你必须要 iPad。
I don't know if there's anybody here who feels that you must have an iPhone, you must have an iPad.
很可悲的事情是，知道吗？当他买了以后，新的 iPad 也出来，
sadly,
新的 iPhone 也出来。
Sadly, what we found out is that after he had、sold his kidney and purchased his items, the new ones have come out already. How many more kidneys does he have left? You might think, I'm not going to do something like that. But what we do have limited amounts of is our time. Once you use your time, you don't have it anymore. Because life is short. Time and our days just pass by like that. Do we really want to use up all our time on these things that are vanity?
当然感谢主，主不是要我们什么在地上什么都不能做。
But we do thank the Lord. It's not that He restricts us from doing anything.
神要我们是在地上用短暂的时间来换得那个永远的生命。
God wants us to use the short temporal amount of time to exchange it for that which is eternal.
用这个这没有什么价值，好像在地上人生这一口气的生命来换那个神永远的生命。
God wants us to exchange this very short amount of time seemingly of insignificant value for his eternal life.
神造人的时候他说，他造人的时候造万物各按其实成为美好，又将永生放在人的心里面。
When God created everything, it says that he has made everything beautiful in its time also.He has put eternity in their hearts.
永生又做永远。
Eternity is also eternal. It's eternal life.
他将一个永远对永远生命的一个需要，这样一个羡慕放在我们的里面。
He has put this desire, this admiration for eternity inside a man.
人如果没有得到神，我们如果没有在有限的生命里面来跟这永远的生命碰一下的话，那我们这一生就非常非常的虚空。
If in our lives we do not come into contact and touch his eternal life or eternity, then our life is so empty. So how can we gain this eternal life? Even though we lost that opportunity in Adam, and the way to eternal life has been broken, the way to the tree of life has been broken, is blocked.
那我们怎么样得到这个能力？
So how can we gain it?
我们感谢主，在日期满足的时候，神就差遣他的爱子来到地上。
We thank the Lord because in the fullness of time, God sent His Son to the world.
那个原来在那生命树就变成一个赐人生命的粮。
And that tree of life has now become the bread of life.
是赐人生命，是从天降下来生命的粮。
This is bread of life that has come down from heaven.
哦，每次想到之后，心里面非常的受感动。
Every time I think about this, my heart is moved.
你知道吗？原来神是意思是要人来找神，来用人的自由意志来拣选生命。
Do you know that God's original intention was so that man out of his own free will would come and choose him?
千万不要想说神在园子里面造了一个分别善恶的树，所以对人不好，所以人吃了就死了。
Don't think that because God has put the tree of knowledge of good and evil in that Garden of Eden so that God is giving man a very difficult choice so that we would die.
不是的，神愿意人来得到生命，所以神放一个生命树在园子里。
No, God actually wants us to have life, so therefore he placed the tree of life in the garden so that we can gain life.
但是人却失败。
However, man failed.
但是这个生命树时间到了，他成了那个从天上降下来生命的粮，是他来找我们的。
But at the fullness of time, the bread of life has come down from heaven. He's the one who sought us out.
人应该去找神的。
Man ought to go find God.
人却失败。
However, man failed.
神来找我们。
So God came to seek us out.
神他自己亲自穿上了肉身，他成了那个从天上降下来生命的粮，他要来把他自己给我们。
And so God himself, he took on flesh so that he could give us life.
主耶稣必须在十字架上，他身体我们别看。
And so Jesus, his body must be broken for us on the cross.
他愿意将他生命给我。
He is willing to give his own life to us.
可是主说，你们却不肯到我面前得生命。
However, the Lord says, you are unwilling to come and gain life before me.
早晨，如果我们还有没有来得到这生命的，
有
没有来得到生命
？If there's any here this morning who have not gained life, let us come to him so that we can gain life.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Because eternal life is to come and know Him and know whom He has sent.
神差他的儿子来，不是要定世人的罪，而是要叫他们因他得生命。
God's Son was sent to this world not to condemn man of his sins, but so that they may gain eternal life.
神，这何等爱我！
God loves us so much.
何等愿意！来得他的生命。
And he is so willing for us to gain his life.
所以愿早晨我们每一位不再来拒绝神。
So may all of us no longer reject God.
而且我们要得神的生命，不是我们一次信主我们就已经得到。
And in gaining his life, it's not that once you are saved and you believe you have gained it.
是的。我们信主的时候，我们就得永生。
Yes, we do have eternal life when we believe in Him.
但是呢，我们要跟这个永生里面连在一起，我们必须要每天活在这个永生的实际的里面。
But we need to be connected to this eternity, to this eternal life, every single day and live in its reality.
我们刚才唱的诗歌说：“荣耀的盼望，基督在，要在。”
The hymn that we just sang is "Glorious Hope, Christ will return."
我们知道，我们见他，我们就要想。
We know that when we see him, we will be like him.
可是是不是我们就在地上，我们就做我们手中自己喜欢做的事情，然后等到主来，我们见他，然后一下子好像有一个奇特的事情发生，然后我们就每个人都像主了。
Is it so that we are doing what we want to do, what we need to do here on earth, and then when we see him, all of a sudden, supernaturally, we'll be like him?
不是。
No.
我们必须要在今天。我们每天的生活里面，我们与这永远来相连。
But today, right now, we need to have a connection with eternity.
我们要这样的眼光，我们看见了永远，我们就觉得永远里面真的是好。
We need to have the perspective to see eternity and to see it is truly good.
就是用我们一生的代价，我们来换这永远也值得。
And even if we are to exchange our whole life with for this eternity, it's worth it.
爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命，在这世界上恨恶自己的生命就要保守生命到永生。
He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal.
我们感谢主，他一点都没有降低他的标准。
We thank our God, he has not lowered his standards.
有人说感谢主为我定十字架。
Some say, I thank the Lord that he was nailed on the cross for me.
是的，我们感谢主，因为他付了一个代价，是我们付不出来的代价。
Yes, we thank the Lord because He paid a price that we cannot pay.
但是主告诉我们说，你们要天天背起自己的十字架来跟随。
However, the Lord says, to follow me, you must daily pick up your cross and follow me.
我们常常会觉得说，哦，这十字架好苦啊，怎么主好像对我不好
？And oftentimes we would say, Lord, this cross is so difficult. I cannot do it.
这个十字架好像。真是痛苦，好像就是都是我所不想做的事情，好像都发生在我身上。
This cross is so full of suffering. Everything that I don't want to do, it seems like I have to do, and it's all upon me.
但是我们感谢主，他一点都没有降低他的标准。
But we thank our Lord, He has not lowered His standards.
主说，我所做的事，你们也要做，还要比我做更大的事。
The Lord says, the things that I do, you will do, and you will do greater things than these.
我走的道路，你们也要走。
And you will also walk in the same way.
神要我们经过十字架来让这个地上我们这短暂的生命我们可以被破碎，好让我们来得到这永远的生命。
God wants us to go through the way of the cross so that our lives may be broken so that we could live and enjoy of His eternal life. What He wants us to gain is to gain that glory in eternity. So after just temporal afflictions, we will gain glory.
我们就欢欢喜喜来接受神在我们身上的一些工作。
So once we have this perspective, then we can rejoice and accept God's work in dealing in us.
今年4月, 有一位弟兄过世。
This past April, there is a brother who had passed away.
他到主那里去了。
He has gone to the Lord.
这个人叫做 Chuck Colson。
His name is Chuck Colson.
可能有些人知道他。
And perhaps some of you know him.
他1931年出生，那他是一个非常有成就的一个人。
And he was born in 1931, and he was a person who was very successful.
那在25岁的时候呢，就成为这个参议员里面的一个助理，是所有人里面这个最年轻的，是从来没有这么年轻的人，来有这样的一个职位。
When he was 25 years old, he became the youngest staff in the Senate. There has never been a person that young who has gained such a position as he.
然后他30岁的时候就自己开了一个律师事务所。
And when he turned 30, he opened his own law firm.
然后38岁的时候呢，成为尼克森总统的一个特别顾问。
And at 38 years old, he became a special counselor for President Nixon.
他的办公室就在总统办公室隔壁。
His office was next to the president's office.
所以他有四年的时间呢，他就是总统有什么事情就找他商量。
And so during those 4 years, anytime the president had a matter, he would always go and find him.
他做事做得非常有效率，他做事也不择手段。
And so everything that he did was very successful.
他也不管怎么样，反正他做事情他就去这样去做。
And no matter what matter that he needed to attend to, he went and did it.
所以人家称他为尼克森的刀斧手，斧就是斧头的斧，或者说特别。 尼克森的特别打手。
And so that is why he was given the title or the nickname to be Nixon's hatchet man.
这个人非常年轻，还不到40岁。
This person was very young. He wasn't even 40 years old.
他有了名，有了地位，有了权力，也有了钱。
He had name, he had position, he had power, he had money.
他什么都有。
He had everything.
但是呢， 他在72年，他72年还帮尼克森赢得了一个总统的大选，而且是全面倒的一个大选。
And then in 1972, he also helped President Nixon win a landslide election.
然后呢，他就觉得他要想做的都做完了。
And so he thought that everything he wanted to do, he's done.
他把那个政府的工作辞掉，他就再去当律师。
And so he quit his government job and he went back to being a lawyer.
在1973年呢，他有一个以前律师朋友来找他。
And so in 1973, he had a lawyer friend who went to visit him.
他一看就说，哎，你不一样了，什么事情发生了？
And so he asked his friend, something had happened. You're different. What happened?
他的朋友告诉他说，我信耶稣。
And so his friend told him, I've become a Christian.
然后呢，这位朋友就带他信主。
And so this friend also brought him to the Lord.
那感谢主啊，他在1973年就得救了。
And so we thank the Lord. He was saved in 1973.
那信主以后是不是就
And was everything smooth and great for him after he believed in the Lord?
嗯，对不对？
No. Because in 1974, the Watergate scandal broke out.
这个爆发以后呢，他就被定为有罪，他就下到监狱里面了，服刑7个月。
And so after the scandal broke out, he was found guilty and he served 7 months in prison.
他好像就从那个权力的中心啊。 到这个在天堂，或者说权力的天堂，到这个地牢里面，到地狱里面一样。
And so he went from the top of a position of power to the pits in the dungeon.
他在监牢里面呢，他才真正的遇见。
So in prison, that is where he really met the Lord.
因为他完全破产。Because
there he was entirely broken.
他也没有地位，也没有名誉，也没有权力，也没有地位。
He had no position, no power, no fame, and no money.
感谢主，他在那个几个月的当中呢，他遇到永恒。We
thank the Lord because within those few months, he met eternity.
他的短暂的生命，他看见原来是虚空的。In
his short and temporal life, he found out that everything is vanity.
他在监狱里面，他遇见。
In prison, he met God.
他也遇见了许多在这个在罪所捆绑的人的当中。
And he also met many who were in bondage to sin.
所以他出狱了以后呢，很多的地方想要雇他。
And so after he left prison, a lot of places wanted to hire him.
甚至呢，给他几百万的薪水，说你来我们这边。
And gave him very many, gave him lucrative offers to go and work for them.
他全部都拒绝。
He rejected them all.
他就创办了监狱事工。
And so he began prison ministry.
他就再回到监狱里面。
And he went back to prison.
但是这一次他是去关心这些就是有需要他们就是受罪所捆绑或者是有许多的难处 的人。
But this time it was to go back to care for and to serve those who were in bondage to sin.
他有25年的时间完全投入在这里。
And so he served for 25 years in prison ministries.
他也创办了一个广播电台叫 Breakpoint， 可能大家有时候会听到他的。
And he also began a radio feature that perhaps some of you have heard called Breakpoint.
那在他有人就这样问他。
And someone once asked him.
他说呢，如果说这一生的里面你要讲一件事情是最有价值的事情，那是什么？
In all your life, what is the most significant accomplishment?
他在1993年得了一个奖，叫做Templeton Prize。好，那这个奖是给是很有贡献的人，很多有名的人都得到这个奖。
And so in 1993, Colson, he won a prize called the Templeton Prize. And this is one where a lot of famous people, they receive this prize.
那这奖金呢是100万元呢，他拿到以后他就捐给这个监狱施工。
As soon as he received this prize and this money, he donated entirely to prison ministries.
那个奖牌就交给秘书保管。
And the plaque, he gave it to a secretary.
但是他在公司包的里面呢，他放了一封信。
However, in his briefcase, he kept a letter.
这封信呢，是从西伯利亚监狱里面那些人给他写的信。
This is a letter written from the prisoners in Siberia.
他说，我们读你的书，那本书叫做《爱神》，怎么样爱神？我们每天呢，我们就分组，然后我们来读你的书，我们感谢你，然后把我们带回到神的面前。
And this letter, they wrote about how they were reading every single day this book that he had written called Loving God, and they really thanked him for his sharing in the book.
他说我每次忧伤难过，灵里面就是下沉或者是软弱的时候呢，我就把这封信拿来。
He says, anytime I feel weak and I am depressed or I am sad, I would take out this letter and I would read it.
我们的弟兄是一位与永恒来相遇的。
Our brother is one who had a connection with eternity.
不是那个名誉，不是地位，不是权力，不是金钱，有任何的价值。
It wasn't the position, the power, the name, or the money that had value to him.
甚至这个很崇高的奖也没有什么价值。
Even this very wonderful prize, it had nothing, no value to him.
但是，如果我们的人生，我们的生命可以来影响别人的生命，我们的生命可以把永恒来带进别人的生命，这个有永远。
If our lives influences others and brings eternity into the path of others, then our life has value.
我们需要有这样的启示。
We need to have this revelation.
我们感谢主，在圣经里面有多少人，他们有这样的启示，他们的生命就改变了。
We thank the Lord. There are many characters in the Bible. Once they had this revelation, their life was changed.
他说，圣经说摩西因着信长大了以后呢，他就不肯称为法老女儿自己。
In the Bible, it tells us that by faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西本来是埃及的王子，可以来继承王位。
Moses originally was the prince of Egypt, and he could take that position.
但是他看见那个永远。
However, he saw eternity.
他就不愿意暂时享受最终之乐，他就愿意与神的百姓一同来受苦。
And he was not willing to enjoy the pleasures of sin, but he was willing to endure ill treatment with the people of God.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
He was considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
他想望那个得到的奖赏，他因着信就离开了埃及，不怕王怒。
For he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king.
他前40年是在王宫里。
His first 40 years he lived it in the palace.
后80年是在旷野。
The remaining 80 years, he lived it in the wilderness.
感谢主，我们的弟兄眼睛被打开了。
We thank the Lord because our brother's eyes were opened.
他看见那个不能看见的主。
He was able to see the unseen God.
他如果在埃及里面做法老，他的一生没有价值。
If he stayed in Egypt to be Pharaoh, then his whole life had no value.
他也许可以过得非常舒服，但是他的一生没有价值。
Perhaps he could have lived a very comfortable life, but his life would have no value.
他在旷野的头四十年，神来制作。
In the first 40 years in the wilderness, God dealt with him.
他被神从一个满是世界的器皿，变成一个可以被使用的器皿。
He became at first a vessel that was used for the world, became a vessel to be used by God.
大家记得当，他到旷野的时候，那个叶特洛的女儿看见他说什么吗？
Do you remember when he was in the wilderness and Zipporah's daughter? What did she say of him?
一个埃及人来帮我打水。
An Egyptian has come to help me draw water.
因为他这四十年都生活在埃及。
Because his first 40 years he was living in Egypt.
但是感谢主，四十年以后他就不再是埃及人。
But after these first 40 years in the wilderness, he was no longer an Egyptian.
他就看见他原来像一根杖一样，可以在火里面烧，却不被烧毁。
He was like that staff or that reed was in the fire that would burn but would not burn away.
感谢主，神在的生命，永远的生命在。
Because now God's eternal life was within him.
他有一个永远的眼光。
He now had eternal perspective.
所以他在后四十年，他可以带着以色列的百姓忍受许多许多的艰难，许多许多的忍受以色列人他的顶撞，但是他可以忠心来侍奉。
And so in his last 40 years, even though he was serving and he was able to endure the rebellion of God's people, he was still able to faithfully serve.
我们要像摩西一样。能够眼睛被神开。
We need to be like Moses to have our eyes opened up.
我们可以过一个在永远里面被纪念的一个生活。
So that we can live a life that is can be remembered in eternity.
圣经上许多许多的人都是这样，不是吗？
There are so many characters in the Bible that were just like this.
像那东方的博士，他们看见主以后呢，他们就从不同的路回去。
Just like the wise men that came from the east, after they had met the Lord, they went back in a different way.
请问。我们是不是还走在我们以前没有信主的道路上呢？
So let me ask, are we still walking the same way that we walked before we came to know the Lord?
还是我们归入主以后呢，我们就走一条不同的道路呢？
Or after we have given ourselves to the Lord, are we walking a different way?
撒该这个税吏，他遇见主以后呢，他生命就被改变了。
Zacchaeus, he was a tax collector. After he met the Lord, his entire life changed.
他原来是你的东西，我的东西是我的，你的东西也是我的。
In the past, he would say, "The things that belong to me are mine. The things that belong to you are also mine."
但是感谢主，他遇见主以后呢，他说，我若讹诈了，我把一半一给穷人，把我所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
And so after he met the Lord and believed, he says that everything that I have taken, I will return and I will give back to the Lord.
他的生命从一个得的生命变成一个给的生命。
The life that he previously got for himself, he now gives away.
请问我们的生命是一个还是自己要得的生命呢？还是我们是可以把基督给别人的生命
？So now, can I ask, the life that we live, are we living for ourselves or are we living to give to others for the sake of Christ?
还有一个人。
There's another person.
埃提阿伯的太监。
And that is the eunuch from Ethiopia.
他遇见主以后呢，他就。受浸归入主，对不对
？After he met the Lord, he was baptized.
圣经上讲说，他就欢欢喜喜的行路。
And the Bible says that he went on his way rejoicing.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在两个礼拜前，有14位弟兄姐妹受浸归入主。
2 weeks ago, we have 14 brothers and sisters who were baptized beneath the name of our Lord.
然后我们听弟兄姐妹的见证，我们心里何等受鼓舞。
And so after I heard all of their testimony, I was incredibly moved.
因为他们遇见主了。
Because they have met the Lord.
因为他们生命改变了。
Because their lives changed.
因为他们可以欢欢喜喜的行路。
And then now go on their way rejoicing.
所以愿我们每一个人都有这样与主相遇的这样的经历。
May we all have this experience where we meet the Lord.
然后我们遇见主，我们就被改变。
If we meet the Lord, we will be changed.
我们的眼光改变了，我们的道路改变，我们的目标改变。
Once our perspective changes, our way, our course now changes as well.
我们就是往我们的主那里。
Now we're going towards our Lord.
那最后我们要来看说，我们就这样的永恒的眼光以后呢，应该要过一个怎么样的一个生活呢
？So now let's look. Now once we have any an eternal perspective, how do we live?
我们要每天来与这个永远相连。
Every day we are to have a connection with this eternity.
这样天就可以从地上开始。
Now heaven can begin on earth.
我想在座很多是读书的啊，很多是上班的，或者是在家里面。
Now I know among us there are many who are students, there are many who will work or stay at home.
我们如果说是需要用电脑的哈，那个你在能不能够在我们上网，就是把你这个密码输进去，先祷告一下。
Now before you turn on your computer, before you log in and type in your password, stop and pray.
你说主，愿这一天在永恒里面被你纪念。
And say, Lord, today may you remember me in eternity.
那学生要读书的，能不能打开书卷，先跟主有个祷告？
Now if you are studying, before you open up your textbooks, pray.
我 读书是为着你。
Lord, I'm studying for you.
愿我的在读书花的时间是被你纪念。
May you remember this time that I spent studying.
我们在做家事，我们也可以来学习跟永恒来相遇。
When you are doing chores at home, you can also meet eternity.
我们感谢主，以诺生儿养女，他与神同行。
We thank the Lord because Mary, or Enoch, that he walked with God as he gave birth to his son.
啊，虽然是跟所有人一样生儿养女，但是他不一样的是，他与这永恒相连。
Enoch was just like all of us in raising children, but what was different was that he met the God of eternity.
所以我们在不管我们做什么，我们可以来跟这永恒来碰一下。
So no matter what we are doing, we can touch eternity.
不只是我们有一天我们曾经接受主做我们的救主。
Not that just one day you have received the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
主是耶稣基督是我们每天的主。
But he is our Lord every single day.
用我们有这永恒的眼光，我们来过每一天的生活。
May we have this eternal perspective as we live each day.
我们可以来向神祷告说，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试验我知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
And then we can pray and say to the Lord, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any hurtful way in me and lead me in the everlasting way.
我们求主来鉴察我们，让我们里面是清洁的。
May the Lord search us so that we may be pure.
让我们可以来走这条永生的道路。
So that we could walk on this eternal way.
我们怎么样来过每天的生活呢？
So how do we live our daily lives?
圣经上说，顺着情欲撒种的，就从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵来收永生。
The Bible tells us that for one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
那这个情欲哈，我们大家都受这在肉身的里面都受这个情欲的捆绑。
And so all of us in our flesh, we are all bound by our flesh.
有肉体的情欲，有眼目的情欲，有今生的渴望。
We know that in our flesh there is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, boastful pride of life.
但是主的话告诉我们要顺着圣灵撒种，不要顺着情欲撒种。
However, the Bible tells us that we are to sow to the Spirit, not to the flesh.
只有两种选择。
You only have these two choices.
只有顺着圣灵撒种或顺着情欲撒种。
You are only going to sow to the Spirit or sow to the flesh.
也许在我们很多事情不合意的时候呢，就很生气。
Perhaps when things are not going our way, we get mad.
那我们就想说，照我的意思呢，还是我顺服。
And so we will ask ourselves, do we want to go our own way or should we submit?
很多弟兄都有这个软弱，包括我在内，就很容易发怒。
And so many brothers, myself included, it's very easy for us to be angry.
主的话告诉我们说，我愿男人无愤怒，无争论。举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
But the Bible tells us that I want men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension.
我们如果顺着情欲撒种，就是生气，就是愤怒。
If we sow to the flesh, then we'd be angry, then we would have wrath.
我们如果顺着圣灵撒种，我们可以举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
However, if I sow to the Spirit, then I could lift up my holy hands and pray.
对姊妹来说，主的话告诉我们说，不要用这些外面的装饰哈。编法、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰，要有善行，要用善行来做装饰，要做一个敬虔的妇人。
And so the Bible tells for our sisters, women are to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly garments, but rather by means of good works, as is proper for a woman making a claim to godliness.
我们是追求外面的呢，还是追求里面？
Are we seeking the things that are outward or the things that are inward?
对于年轻的孩子们哈，我想今天特别在这样子一个资讯发达，而且呢道德低落的一个世界哈，有许多许多的试探。
Now we know for the young people in this time where our morals are very low and there are so many temptations.
特别这个情欲的试探呢，我非常非常同情你们。
Especially in the temptations of lust, I truly sympathize with you.
那你会问说，我怎么样才不随着来情欲来撒种？我怎么样来顺服圣灵？
So you may ask, how can I sow after the spirit and not after the flesh, after lust?
我有时候就不由自主的就看到一些东西，或想一些事情，或别人的做的事情，都是那些不好的事情。
Now, without even trying, I would see things that I should not see, and people are doing things that they should not do.
那怎么办呢？在这许多的试探中、引诱当中，怎么办呢
？So what should I do when I'm in face of all these temptations and all these things？
那有一个很好的比喻是这样说。
There's a very good illustration. It goes like this.
有一个人去问一个年长的，就说：“我怎么样胜过这些试探哈，或者这些我不愿意想的事情，他就跑到我的头上里面，怎么办呢？”
So there's a young person who went to ask somebody who's older. Now, how can I avoid all these things that just pop up in my mind? I know that I should not be thinking of these things. How can I avoid these temptations?
这位年长就这样讲。
And so the one that was older responded.
他说哈，你不能够来让这个天空的鸟飞过的时候不在你头上大便。
He said, you cannot prevent the bird from pooping on your head when he flies overhead.
但是你可以防止这个鸟在你的头上筑巢。
But you can prevent that bird from making a nest in your hair.
我想请问年轻的弟兄姐妹，你有没有让这些鸟在你的头上筑巢
？So let me ask you, young people, have you allowed birds to build a nest in your hair?
试探是什么？引诱是什么？就是你想做的事情呢，有个声音说，告诉你说去做吧。
What is temptation? And it is that voice inside that says, "Go ahead, go do it."
然后呢，你没有责备他，你觉得好像还不错。
And without rebuking it, you think, oh yeah, that sounds pretty good.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既成长，就生出死来。
However, temptation gives birth to lust, and lust will give birth to sin, and sin to death.
所以感谢主啊。
And so we thank the Lord.
他给我们的一条道路是一条荣耀的道路。
He has given us a glorious way.
我们要认识哈。这些许多地上的情欲呢，都不是从神来的。
We know that all of these lusts, all of these things, are not from the Father.
我们不要让这些地上的想法在头我们的头上筑巢。
Don't allow the thinking of the world to build a nest in your head.
如果有鸟飞过去呢，突然在你车上撒下一些不好的东西、不干净的东西呢
？If a bird has accidentally, or if a bird has pooped on your head,
你就把它擦掉就好。
Just wipe it off.
你不要想说再来一点。
Don't think. Don't ask for more.
感谢主，他给我们的这条道路是荣耀的道路。
We thank the Lord because the way that He has given to us is a glorious one.
今天波比也有人这样祷告。
And this morning there was another person who prayed.
就是感谢主，像诗篇第八篇一样，神造人的时候是要给人算什么？你竟眷顾他；世人算什么？你竟顾念他。
And so somebody had prayed, just like Psalm 8, Lord, who is man that you are mindful of him?
人，你竟赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
And yet you have given him glory as a crown.
感谢主，他何等爱我们，他给我们预备的是那荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
We thank the Lord because he esteems us so much that he crowns us with glory and majesty.
我想请问弟兄姐妹，我们见主的时候呢，我们要带着许多头上鸟巢去见主呢，还是你愿意有荣耀尊贵？
Now, I want to ask brothers and sisters, when you meet the Lord, do you want to bring before Him a head that's full of a bird's nest, or do you want to have a crown of glory and majesty?
在教会的历史里面有许多非常感人的事迹啊，一个殉道者的故事。
In church history, there are many wonderful stories of martyrs.
有一个故事是这样，在公元三百多年的时候呢，就是在今天土耳其的地方，就是那个小亚细亚的地方哈， 那时候呢，有一个省长，他就起来宣告，就是你们都不能信神。
This was in roughly 320 AD in the land of Turkey. There was a person who persecuted Christians.
他说呢，你们只要来否认主的名呢，那就可以不要被逼迫。
He said, as long as you denounce the name of the Lord, then I will not persecute you.
那在那时候呢，有40位士兵哈，那他们是信主的。
At that time, there were 40 Christian soldiers.
他们是信主的哈，他们来坚持他们的信仰。
And because they believed in the Lord, they did not denounce their faith.
那这个省长呢，就跟他讲说，再给你们一个机会。
And so this ruler said, I'll give you another opportunity.
你们不否认主的名呢，你们今天就可以回家。
If you denounce the name of the Lord, you can go home.
但这四十位呢，他们就坚持要不放弃他们的信仰。
But among these 40, they were steadfast and they did not denounce the Lord.
所以这位省长就把他们带到一个冰湖的上面，那时候是冬天。
And so this governor, he took him to a lake that was covered in ice because it was the winter time.
他就把他们的衣服剥了，然后让他们就在那里，说你在那边让他们在风寒的当中，要他们在那里来否认他们的信仰。
And he stripped them of all their clothing and said that they had to stay there unless they denounced their faith.
但是他在旁边呢，一个茅屋的里面呢，他就放了一盆热水在那里。
However, right next to the lake, he placed a hut that had a warm bath next to it.
他说：“你们谁否认主呢？那就可以回到这个茅屋的里面，那你在这边可以取热水澡。”
And so he said, "If you denounce the Lord and your faith, then you can go to this warm bath, and then you can be warm."
感谢主啊，那他们坚持。
But we thank the Lord because they held fast to the name of the Lord.
这样过了很长一段的时间。
After a very long time.
然后呢，这个看守这些四十个兵的另外一个士兵。
There was another soldier who was watching over these 40.
他就看到说天好像开了哈，那天上有四十个管理。
And he reported that the skies and the heaven opened, and he saw 40 crowns.
哎，但是很奇怪啊，这39个冠冕呢，下面有人。
However. Only underneath 39 crowns, there were people.
一个冠冕下面是空的。
Under one crown, it was empty. That spot was empty.
原来有一个人他受不了这样子的冷，受不了这样的痛苦，他就跑了。
Because there was one person among the 40 who could no longer endure the suffering, and he had left.
啊，这位士兵他看到这个景象，他非常非常受不了。
And so when that soldier saw this picture, he was incredibly moved.
因为他在短暂的人生里面。他看见一个永远的一个盼望。
Because in this very short human life, he saw an eternal hope.
所以他就说我也要信。
And so he said, I want to believe in the Lord.
他原来是一个基督徒。
At first he was a Christian.
但他却离开了主。
But he had left the Lord.
当他遇见这样的情形，看见这样的景象，他就说我要再回到主的面。
And so when he saw this image and this vision, he said, I want to return to the Lord.
所以他就把他衣服剥了，他就去。跟着其他39个一位弟兄在一起。
And so he also stripped himself of all his clothing and he was willing to be with his 39 brothers.
我们感谢主，神他爱我们。
We thank our Lord because God loves us.
他赐给我们尊贵荣耀的冠冕。
And he has given us glory and majesty as our crown.
我们在地上不是要追求那些能坏的冠冕，乃是要那个不能坏的冠冕。
We are not seeking after a perishable crown on this world, but an imperishable one.
他要我们来得到那个生命的冠冕。
He wants us to gain the crown of life.
这自战自清的苦楚，要为我们成就那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
Because this very short and temporal affliction will give us glory.
但是我们若要盼望那所不见的，就要忍耐等候。
But for the things that we cannot yet see, we are to endure and to wait.
愿早晨主的话再来激励我们。
May the Lord's words again encourage us this morning.
让我们知道什么是永远。
So that we may know what is eternity.
让我们与永远来相会。
So that we can be connected with eternity.
让我们每天的生活有一个永远的眼光。
So that in our daily lives we would have eternal perspective.
我们来得那个招我们来得奖赏的那一位，我们往他直奔。
So that we could run towards the one who calls us for glory.
我们感谢主，历世历代多少的圣徒。他们看见了这个荣耀，他们就轻看羞辱， 他们就来奔那个摆在前头。
We thank the Lord because in all generations and ages past, there have been so many saints who despised the shame and they were able to run towards the goal.
让我们在地上的每一天都被主来纪念。
May every single day of our lives be remembered by our Lord.
从我们年幼的到我们年长的，每一天我们活一个生活是在永恩里面算数的。
From the young ones all the way to the elderly, may every single day be counted before the Lord.
我们愿意来得那个奖赏，来得那个冠冕。
We are willing to receive that reward and to receive that crown.
不是为我们自己，乃是为神。
It's not for ourselves, but it is for our God.
为爱我们的缘故，把这些都准备好了。如果我们轻忽了这个神的救恩，如果我们轻忽了神这样对我们一个荣耀的呼召，那我们见主的时候是何等。
Because he loves us so much, and if we have neglected, and if we reject all that he has prepared, then we will be so full of shame and regret when we see him.
我们感谢主，今天，趁着还有今天，圣经话告诉我们说，这还有今天，你们就只要有今天，你们就不可硬着心。
And so the Lord says in His words, as long as it is called today, do not harden your hearts.
主还给我们。
The Lord still gives us opportunity.
在这短暂的人生当中，他要我们来得到那个永远。
In this very short life, He wants us to gain that which is eternal.
他愿我们在永远里面被他纪念。
He does want to remember us in eternity. Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
我们常常是这样的软弱，而且又这样的愚拙，就这样子的啊，是在活在自己的里面。
Lord, oftentimes we are weak and we are stubborn. We often live in ourselves.
但是主，我们感谢你，你没有放弃我们。
But we thank you because you have not given up on us.
你对我们每一个位都有一个荣耀的呼召。
And to all of us, you have a glorious calling.
你把基督来赏赐给我们。
You have given Christ to us.
基督在我们里面才能有荣耀的盼望。
And Christ in us is the hope of glory.
哦，主，我们虽然是这样的软弱，但是我们说，主，我们感谢你，因为你是刚强的。
Lord, even though we are weak like this, we thank you because you are strong.
我们常常离开你，但是我们感谢你，因为你的爱不失败。
Lord, even though we leave you so often, but we thank you because your love never fails.
我们求你早上再呼召我们。
We pray that you again call us this morning.
哦，来永远来相遇。
So that we may be connected with eternity.
哦，主，我们可以愿意来。赐上自己的生命，来得到这个永远的生命。
Lord, we are willing to give up our own lives so that we could gain your eternal life.
主啊，给我们一个永远的眼光，好像我们在这今生的生活形式，主，我们可以来讨你的喜悦。
Give us eternal perspective so that we would live lives that please you.
我们把每一天，把这个礼拜，都仰望在主的手中。
We give this week and every single day into your hands.
愿你纪念。
May you remember.
愿你在你所造的儿女当中，主，你的心得到满足。
Among your children, may your heart be satisfied.
主，真是我们有一个荣耀的盼望，就是基督要再来。
And Lord, yes, we do have this hope that Christ will return.
愿你来的时候，我们每一位，主，在你的面前，主啊，都被你纪念。
May when you return, may every single one of us be remembered by you.
我们可以来讨你的喜悦，我们可以让主的旨意在我们每个人身上得着满足，把一切的荣耀赞美来归给你。
Lord, we pray that you would be pleased with us, that you would receive all the glory and all the praises.
我们可以把我们这生命的冠冕，我们再来奉献在主的面前。
That we would again give the crown of life back to you.
所以一切，主都是本乎你，因着你。也是要归于你
because all things are from you for you
要归给你
and given to you
我们把感谢赞美来归给你
we give you all the glory and praises
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
we pray this in Jesus' name
Amen.